Big news, $1 billion worth, in fact, in a story that 360 has been out in front of. Toyota today announcing a massive payout, $1.1 billion, to settle a class action lawsuit by customers who say their Toyota's accelerated out of control. In addition to the money, Toyota agreed to modify affected cars and take other action beyond that. All told, more than 16 million people may be covered by the record settlement, which follows a record $17 million fine Toyota paid federal regulators earlier this month. 360 has been on this from the beginning, uncovering details no one else has. Back in February, Drew Griffin broke the story of a documented link between the company's history of unintended acceleration and Toyota software. That report highlighted an internal Toyota engineering memo the company concedes it did not provide the government investigators. And his story featured a Toyota customer who says she's convinced that her brand new Lexus surged ahead on its own.
Tanya Spots thought all of those problems with suddenly accelerating Toyotas were old news, which is exactly why she bought the car of her dreams, this 2011 Lexus ES350, last June.
Did you think it was solved?
Oh, I thought it most definitely it was solved. The federal government tested, you know, Toyota. They said it was floor mats or a sticky throttle or something like that. And I believed the government.
7,000 miles later, on the day after Christmas, she says she was pulling into a parking spot at a local mall, gently riding the brakes, she says, when, well, take a listen.
The car just lurched forward and hit the cement wall in front of us.
She jammed on the brakes so hard, she says, she strained ligaments in her foot, causing massive swelling. And when she called her dealership, a salesman insisted she call a Toyota company lawyer.
And you won't drive this again?
I will not drive this car again.
Toyota has never conceded an electronics or software problem could in any way be responsible for sudden acceleration in its vehicles. But Drew and producer David Fitzpatrick obtained an internal Toyota engineering document written in Japanese with English translation, which shows that in one instance during pre-production testing, an electronic software problem was discovered. Toyota says this has nothing to do with unintended acceleration. Other safety experts disagree. Today's agreement does not address the software angle. And Drew Griffin is here tonight. Drew, first a big settlement earlier this month, and now this. Is this an admission by Toyota that they really did have a problem with sudden unintended acceleration?
You know, absolutely not, Randy. From the beginning, Toyota maintained it doesn't have a sudden unintended acceleration problem. Certainly nothing wrong with the electronic throttle control system. The company said this was three things. It was stuck gas pedals, stuck floor mats, and quite frankly, operator error, as they said was Tanya's case. They believed that she just stepped on the gas instead of the brake. So then what's this settlement is all about, right? Why settle? Here's what Toyota's U.S. legal officer said in a statement today. This was a difficult decision, especially since reliable scientific evidence and multiple independent evaluations have confirmed the safety of Toyota's electronic throttle control systems. However, we concluded that turning the page on this legacy legal issue through the positive steps we are taking is in the best interests of the company, our employees, our dealers, and most of all, Randy, our customers. The fact is, these court trials were beginning to creep up on Toyota. A lot of lawyers asking for a lot of documents and depositions, and this settlement keeps all those records out of the public, just like those the records that we found on AC360 this past February. So it's a way that Toyota says we're going to put this all behind us, and we're going to keep all of our secrets out of the court.
So, Drew, who gets the money from this settlement?
It really is huge, Randy. The bulk of the money, according to Toyota, is going to go directly to the customers past and present, and that will include a brake override system for all the vehicles that were identified by Toyota as having a problem with floor mats getting stuck. For Toyota owners like Tanya, who actually sold their cars during the crisis when the sales and the values of owners' cars plummeted, Toyota set aside $250 million to compensate owners for the loss. There's going to be a separate $250 million to compensate owners who don't qualify for that brake override system. And finally, All 16 million current Toyota owners are going to be eligible for this warranty of what Toyota says is certain parts related to sudden unintended acceleration. The warranties go from 3 to 10 years. And I think clearly intent here, Randy, is to turn the page, just like Toyota said, put this legacy legal issue behind the company. Sales are up. Sales are good. The company can afford it. They're hoping this really just puts all this sudden unintended acceleration in the past.
All right. Drew, thanks very much.